The question is, what checks and balances are in place? How are those people put into office? And what's their real agenda? And that's the issue.
Checks and balances were made to be broken, as we've noticed here in this country. Let's go to Ian in Canada. Ian, thankfully, you are finally on the air with Dr. Stephen Greer.
Thanks. There's so many aspects, Jack, to this issue.
Try to be succinct, man. I got to get all these calls.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, but except this. What I found in my experience and study of this issue is that there's one clash of issues, and that's between those who see this as a combination of evolutionary pseudoscience and Star Trek space opera, and those who understand it from a religious point of view, that we are subject to invisible celestial hierarchies warring invisibly in the heavens and driving history for the last 6,000 years. I just wish that researchers would give a little more respect to that scriptural / supernatural view and stop dismissing it as mere cultural contamination.
Wow, you said a mouth. Great comment, by the way. You should print that up. Dr. Greer, how does this work? How does the spiritual integrate with this? And if you can comment on Ian from Canada.
Well, I'm sure there is a spiritual dimension to everything. And human beings, don't forget, we have physical bodies and we have souls as well. And I'm sure this is true of other life forms. I think a lot of what has been presented as some sort of big galactic battle out in space isn't quite at all accurate. I think that there are spiritual dimensions and there are physical dimensions. And there are places where those two intersect. So the issue is rather complex. But
have you ever been out to outer space? How do you know there's no battle out there? Because not only the Bible, but other scriptural sources, Indian texts, tell us that there is a battle out there. So
There is a battle, and I think that it's a metaphorical battle. I think that if you understand the technologies we're talking about, you could not actuate the use of these technologies for anything resembling a battle or a weapon system without terminating an entire